Hey everyone, on today's show we're tackling cybersecurity headlines from Apple's urgent Pegasus and AirPlay airborne alerts and firmware fixes to the co-op's DragonForce ransomware breach exposing 20 million memberships, plus Telegram's pledge of 50 new security tools under legal fire, and TikTok's record 530 million GDPR penalty for sending EU data to China. So let's dive in and learn how to fortify your digital defenses. Next up in Apple news, here's a quick roundup of the latest security alerts and updates from Cupertino. 1. Spyware warning. Apple has begun notifying iPhone users in 100 countries that they may have been targeted by mercenary spyware, reportedly NSO Group's Pegasus. New victims include an Italian journalist and a Dutch activist. If you receive an alert, Apple strongly recommends enabling lockdown mode and reviewing additional password protections beyond Face ID. 2. Airport router petition. A fresh petition urges Apple to reinstate firmware updates for its long-discontinued airport base stations. Researchers warn these aging devices remain vulnerable to a series of flaws dubbed airborne. 3. AirPlay airborne flaws. Security firm Oligo has uncovered over 23 bugs in Apple's AirPlay protocol and SDK, collectively called Airborne, that could allow zero-click, wormable remote code execution over Wi-Fi. Apple patched its own devices in March 2025. iOS 18.4, macOS, tvOS, visionOS, and watchOS updates, but millions of third-party AirPlay units and accessories remain at risk. Users should update firmware where possible or disable AirPlay features until vendors release fixes. 4. Other OS vulnerabilities. macOS CVE-2025-3045 and CVE-2025-31202, privilege escalation and denial of service bugs. visionOS CVE-2025-31197 and related flaws. Local DOS and information disclosure issues. tvOS CVE-2025-31203 and watchOS bugs. Denial of service vectors. Apple recommends installing the latest updates on all devices to patch these critical issues. Stay tuned for more updates and make sure your Apple gear is running the newest software to keep your data and devices protected. Here's what's next in co-op news. The UK retailer has been wrestling with a sustained cybersecurity onslaught that's forced it into a series of emergency responses and left millions of customers uneasy. First, Co-op repeatedly shut down chunks of its IT estate, everything from back-office systems to call centers, to contain what it's calling an ongoing hack attempt. That mirrors recent disruption at Marks & Spencer, which also disabled parts of its network when attackers struck. Inside Co-op's own walls, staff have been told to keep their video cameras on during every virtual meeting, amid fears hackers might be lurking on conference calls. Employees are also being warned to use only monitored communications, steer clear of unvetted VPNs, and generally heighten their digital hygiene. Despite earlier reassurances that no data had been stolen, Co-op has now confirmed that hackers, believed to be the DragonForce ransomware group, accessed and exfiltrated significant volumes of personal membership information, affecting both current and former members, some 20 million people. The firm stresses that no bank details or passwords were taken, but it's apologized unreservedly and is working closely with the National Cybersecurity Center, the National Crime Agency, and the Information Commissioner's Office to investigate and shore up defenses. Through this, Co-op says its stores remain open and customers can carry on as usual, even as the retailer battles to restore full service and rebuild trust after one of the UK's most serious. Next up in Telegram news, here's your cybersecurity roundup. Telegram's big security push. The company has announced plans to roll out 50 new cybersecurity features by 2025, from enhanced anti-phishing tools and limits on messages to new encryption protocol updates. Recent additions include warnings about fake security alerts, scams targeting Russian users with bogus job offers or crypto investments, and tighter bot controls after a data leak incident involving underage accounts. Platform strengths and growth. Multiple articles highlight Telegram's history and rise as a go-to secure messaging app, praised for end-to-end encryption, decentralized architecture, and resistance to government pressures. The app is also promoted as a hub for sharing security tips via specialized channels. For example, the 360 cybersecurity feed. Russian authorities and legal pressure. Law enforcement has dismantled a large-scale Telegram fraud ring, arresting suspects and seizing assets. Warnings continue about illegal activities on the platform, new malware campaigns, and dangers of unofficial VPNs. Russia plans to block Telegram in 2024 over data storage compliance issues, and a court recently fined the service for not deleting content deemed harmful to minors. Industry and community response. A Moscow cybersecurity conference will spotlight Telegram-related threats and defenses. Meanwhile, a Russian security firm is developing a novel, node-based system to fend off DDoS attacks in a truly decentralized way. User stories also surface. One person is seeking help after a Moscow hacker targeted their account, underscoring the ongoing need for vigilance. That's today's roundup on Telegram's evolving security landscape, where innovation, regulation, and real-world threats all intersect. Next up in TikTok news, Europe's privacy watchdog has slapped the short video app with a record-breaking fine, roughly 530 million euros, about 600 million, for breaching the EU's General Data Protection Regulation. Ireland's Data Protection Commission found that TikTok transferred personal data from millions of European users to servers in China without proper safeguards or guarantees that the Chinese state couldn't access it. Reports put the penalty anywhere between 530 million euros and 566 million euros, but the takeaway is clear. Regulators say TikTok failed to shield EU user data according to GDPR rules. The company has 6 months to halt those transfers and tighten its controls or face additional sanctions. TikTok has indicated it may appeal, insisting it operates with strong data security measures, while Chinese authorities deny any forced sharing of user information. We'll keep an eye on whether TikTok can meet the commission's demands or if this fight will end up in court. Thanks for joining me on today's Cybersecurity Deep Dive. Stay safe online, and be sure to tune in next week for another episode in our weekly series.